Hazrat Umar dropped his books, dropped his pen, ran to the door. He said, my dear brothers, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you had only written a chit to Umar, Umar would have come to your doorstep. Why did you come here? Come inside, come inside. Your coming is welcome. And they came and sat just next to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And Abu Sufyan was standing near the door. From there he shouted, "Ajaban ala ibn al-Khattab. Yadohuna wa yadu abidan." What is wrong with Umar ibn al-Khattab? He is calling our slaves forward and pushing us, the chieftains, back to the door. Something wrong with his thinking. Suhail bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala was very zaki, very clever person. He said, "La ta'adabu ala ibn al-Khattab. Innama utitum hadha min kibari anfusikum. Innama da'ana al-Islam wa du'an mustaviyan fasabahu fasubiku." He said that Islam presented, we have brought this day on ourselves due to our own folly. Islam presented an equal invitation in front of those people whom you are calling your slaves and in front of us whom you are calling the chieftains. They went forward and Allah put them forward. Then the countenance of Umar radiallahu ta'ala changed. He said, "Abu Sufyan, what do you think yourself? This is not my decision. If Abu Bakr Siddiq would have been, he would have given the same decision. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have been here, he would have given the same decision. And on the day of judgment, Allah will give the same decision. These fellows will be in the first rank behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are lucky to be standing near the door. Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl have fallen into the fire." So my dear friends and brothers, those people who now will stand up test for 4 months when there is no custom, after touring 40 countries of the world for 35 years, let me tell you, still there is not much of custom in all the countries of the world to give cash 4 months. People postpone. They are got accustomed to credit. You see, we want cash. 4 months cash. You see, those who will give 4 months cash now, they will be the lucky people. After some time, you see, my dear brothers, there might be a selection. There may be a selection. People will be asking, "What are you? Are you a Hafiz? Are you an Alim? What are your qualifications?" You see? Then it will be difficult. Now everybody is being accepted. This is the time to grasp the opportunity and stand up with courage. What will happen? Let me tell you what will happen. What will happen? Rufiyat al-Aqlam wa Juffat al-Suhuf. The pens have been lifted and the ink is dry. What is going to happen is written. You see? Suppose a loss is written for us, a loss from Allah. If we go out in the path of Allah and then lose, it will be lost in the path of Allah. And the award will be there. If we don't go out, still we lose. But in the path of Allah, will not be combined with it. It will be a material loss without a reward of the hereafter. So destiny is fixed. It cannot be changed. This is the time. This is the time to make everything that is valueless, valuable. So, with courage, I really tell you, South Africa is a place in which people know English, Urdu, Arabic. There are many people in your country that know English, Arabic and Urdu. And we, in America and Canada, or divide, you see, of any such people. And people are thirsty. I was in Wichita just now. Before coming here, I was in the path of Allah for nearly 1 year. You see, 24th April, 1 year will be completed. Inshallah, summa inshallah. Nothing has happened. I have not become thin. I have not lost a single tooth. I am nearly 70 years old. May Allah excuse me, I don't say to boast, but to give you a lesson, you see. A couple came from 130 miles and said, "We heard that you are in Wichita and you can explain Islam in English." Americans, you see. And with her was an Arab friend. I said, "Madam, I think that there is something wrong with your mind." She said, "No, nothing wrong." I said, "Then your question seems to be very wrong. You are a Muslim and you want to say that you want to understand something of Islam?" So she was very surprised. She said, "How am I a Muslim?" I said, "Muslim means one who submits his will to Allah. Did you come in the world of your own will?" She said, "Definitely no." "Will you leave the world of your own will?" "No." "Can any scientist of America, Russia, China bring the sun from the west instead of the east?" "No." "If Allah shakes the earth as he shook in Mexico just recently, could any of the scientists of America do anything?" She started to cry. She said, "My dear friend, I came only to understand. Now I have understood. I want to embrace Islam immediately." There and then she embraced Islam, you see. And then I told her, "For your safeguard, it's better that you get married to a Muslim." So that Arab brother said, I'm prepared to, you see, marry her. I performed the nikah also and finished. And then she said, "I promise that I will learn the complete Islam." In 1 month in Denver, 150 nikahs I performed, out of which some girls went to Makkah. And now they are staying in Makkah with their husbands. And they have created such a hubbub in Makkah. You see, they are observing the full parda. They are not going outside their house, being American girls. And the Arab girls are saying, "What? What? What?" You see. So my dear friends and brothers, those people who are anxious to learn Islam, what answer will we give in front of Allah on the day of judgment that we did not approach them? So tell me now, stand up. My time is over. So you stand up and give your names. Not for 1 day, not for 2 days, not for July, June, after Ramzan, before Ramzan, no. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh once told me, I said, "I will go after 2 months." He said, "Colonel Sahib, put your hand forward." I said, "Yes." "Move your fingers." I moved my fingers. He said, "Take a deep breath." He said, "Lift your right hand." I lifted. He said, "Lift your left foot." I lifted. He said, "Give me in writing on a stamp paper that you will be able to do this 2 minutes afterwards." I said, "Sir, I cannot do it." He said, "Then what is the reason for you to say that you will go after 2 months when you are not able to see after 2 seconds what is going to happen? Why are you doing tashkil on something that you don't know?" So therefore, my dear friends and brothers, do tashkil on halat-e-hazara, on the present existing conditions, when the life is still in our body. When we know that this is our health condition, this is our wealth condition, this is the time I can spare before the angel of death comes and says bye-bye. Tell me, my dear friends, who are ready, stand up, one and all, 4 months in the path of Allah with 1/3 of your wealth. You will not be the losers.
No brother should wake up. Please remain seated and keep on giving your names, mashallah, for cash.